love you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
Live from the Bull Radio Hub for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. And let me be the first to welcome you to the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go around this room and find out who really makes it happen. There's Drew.
Sometimes a beautiful sunrise feels like your reward for being up to it.
Aw, that's sweet.
Isn't that just precious?
Yes, it is.
You want to hold a little kitty cat while you say that? It is a beautiful, I'll tell you what though, Drew, I noticed that this morning too. It was a beautiful sunrise.
It was extra pink and orange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on, Claire?
T-minus 4 days till my birthday. Shipping is still free.
Oh, man. Note to self, note to self.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how do our microphones sound today? By the way, all P1s, those who actually set this show as the number one button on your preset, those who have set this preset to 98.9, how does it sound? Running my check. Testing. right over there, everybody. His name is Ryder the Youngin.
Oh, I got in today by like the skin of my teeth, so everything since then has been a breeze.
Awesome.
So you're saying on the way here was just absolutely just nuts?
Pandemonium. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be late. They're going to make me buy coffee and I don't have money.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we do have a little rule on the show because I absolutely understand that people are going to oversleep. That is just going to happen. But when you do, instead of waking up in complete panic, head to Starbucks, get everybody some coffee, and we're good to go, really.
That's right.
Yeah. Coffee, so don't panic. Don't you think that's really important? Because I've been there. When you oversleep, you're like, oh, God. You know? But you just got to chill. No big deal.
That's right.
Things are going to go on.
Coffee makes it all go away.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it does. Second you get to work, if you drink your coffee too quick.
Oh, I got you. I got you. And he's ready to fill up your bucket list. Our host, The Fitz.
Marguerite the Mover. Hey, Marguerite the Mover.
It is. Good morning and a happy freaking Tuesday.
Happy freaking Tuesday to you. And how is everything in Tacoma?
Little overcast, little chilly. It's too early to be out of bed on my birthday.
Oh, my gosh, Marguerite, yay! Is it really your birthday today?
Marguerite.
Is that what you're telling me, Claire?
Yes.
Yes. Happy birthday to you, Marguerite.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm excited to find out I share my birthday with Harry Potter, but not so excited about Monica Lewinsky.
I'll tell you what, though. I will say, over like this past year, I've learned so much about Monica Lewinsky.
She's got that handbag line.
Well, no, not only that, but she was a little, I'm not going to say she was a little girl, but yeah. You know what I mean? She was also pretty manipulated.
She was a young
straight
person.
Up. She was a young girl. And my gosh, she's actually lived a pretty amazing life after all that. Her life was disrupted. They had death threats. Her and her mom had to live in hotels and... Can you imagine something? I mean, that age, an mm-hmm. early 20-something year old.
Mm-hmm.
And her reputation was the one that was destroyed.
Right.
What?
I know, right?
What?
All of these other people using her for all of these different reasons.
Sure.
And she's the one whose reputation
was destroyed.
She walked away
at the mark.
Right. So, you know what? Yep. Happy birthday, Monica Lewinsky. You know what I mean? What else is going on?
And Marguerite.
Oh, yeah.
And Marguerite.
Oh, my God. And
Marguerite.
And Marguerite.
Thanks, guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for the What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. And from the desk of Claire this morning.
Yes.
Something is going on with our Area 51. You know, we want to see them aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And now.
Here's
and now,
my now, daddy.
It's time for your
What Are You Kidding Me stories of the day.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you all. Here, of course, standing by with a whole lot of What Are You Kidding Me action. I'm going to take you out of the We Want to See Them Aliens file. We've been talking about this several weeks. Remember, we've been talking about the possibility of getting folks together and storming Area 51 because a lot of people want to see them aliens.
Everybody wants to see them aliens.
Well, the guy who started the Storm Area 51 group on Facebook, he's really worried people might actually try to do it now, and he's worried people are going to get hurt. So he wants them to have something to do when they show up, and he thinks turning it into a music festival might be a good idea, which we tweeted him.
We called it. Like 2 weeks ago, we said this is going to be Burning Man.
That's right.
And I'll be danged.
I'll be danged, too, and I'll be danged at that point. If we didn't have Ryder the Young and tweet him with a really cool idea, we should call it Green Man,
I believe is right.
What we said.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Now this dude's trying to jack our idea.
Yep.
And we ain't cool with it. Right. Unless there's a little profit in it for all of us.
That's right.
See some of that money.
Hey, yeah. Drew, what's up, man? Good morning. You here?
It's pretty expensive to put on a music festival, particularly out in the middle of the desert, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Water stations and stuff.
Yeah, the cost of water stations and the portable toilets alone would blow your mind.
Yeah, it'll be like Watershed, only in the middle of really nowhere.
With aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With aliens.
Yeah. Well, we can use the spaceship for a bathroom, too.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, see them aliens, you could say, see them stars, and, like, bring in a couple of artists.
Yeah.
To come perform
for
us.
Well, Katy Perry might be in, right?
Well, yeah, people are actually tweeting Katy Perry. This was actually before he even suggested a music festival. They said, well, we want Katy Perry to come play at the Raid, and she has to play her song E.T.,
are some other good sort of extraterrestrial alien songs by other artists? Are there any other artists that could come in and perform any songs about space?
There was a guy from the 80s called Gary Newman who had a song called Prayin' to the Aliens. Prayin' to the Aliens.
There's one.
Really?
There's
Gary Newman had another song?
Yeah, he did.
The Cars guy?
He was the Cars guy, yeah. I was going to say
Ella Fitzgerald had a song, Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably not going to get her to
perform. Real quick,
if Ella Fitzgerald shows up, I will go.
Yeah.
She might.
Google alien songs.
Yeah.
And by the way, hey, everybody, wherever you are right now, if you have any good alien songs, text us now to 96459. So let's see. I think I have some exclusive What Are You Kidding Me audio, folks.
For Green Man.
Stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to make it like a festival of sorts. I want to have a bunch of different music artists, everybody from the EDM world, and then maybe some indie rock, maybe some smaller guys that are up and coming. I've had a lot of people DM the page, say their bands want to play there, which would be super cool.
Here's the deal. This guy's just trying to get a quick buck. We were passionate about seeing them aliens. And then, Claire, yesterday you told us the information about what's going on with the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
That now people, since they can't see them aliens and invade Area 51, they want to invade the Bermuda Triangle.
This one's called Bermuda Triangle. It can't swallow us all.
Yes, it can.
And Drew, why is that?
Because it's the ocean. There's lots of room at the bottom.
Yep.
And there you go. You got the
What are you kidding me?
Stories of the day. All right. It's 6:20, folks. Welcome to Fitz in the Morning. In about 3 minutes, let it out. It's Text the Truth Tuesdays. You tell us. We tell everyone. You feel better. And if you have something to get off your chest, just do it. We do not read phone numbers, just your messages. So just text the truth right now to 96459. Any other text messages?
Yes. Well, the first one, I love this. When we were asking for songs, Men in Black, duh.
Oh, that
that came in. Thank you, whoever sent that.
Oh, Rocket That's Man. Perfect. That's a great one.
Too. Rocket Man.
All right. It's Text the Truth Tuesdays. Time for you to let it out. You tell us. We tell everyone you feel better. If you got something to get off your chest, just do it. And we don't read phone numbers, just your messages. Text the truth now to 96459. And by the way, y'all make this bit. So, you know, if we get like one text message, But if we continue to get like endless gold on Tuesdays, like you always give to us, then it could be a normal Tuesday thing. I'm not gonna call it a normal Tuesday thing just yet until I know, you know what I mean? It's gonna really, bam, we got something with this.
Oh, I know we've got something with this.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Drew, go
ahead
and kick it off. Well, text to 96459.
There's more here, but I'm gonna start with this because this is what Text the Truth was made for. This is the kind of message that makes this bit. My wife made me late to work today because the laundry had to be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
That's the truth.
Yep.
How about this one? I almost called in sick to work, but it was really just because I had too many beers at the baseball game last night.
Somebody says, hey, Fitz, do you pay the mouth from the south for all the hard work that she does on your show? Well, first of all she's done is put some songs together for the Booyah that we kick off on Fridays. Other than that, she gets to sleep late.
Yeah. Where is she right now? In bed. That's where.
Right. She gets to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this one. I just got passed over for a job, and now my boss wants me to help train the moron.
How about this?
Oh, no.
This is serious. The truth is, I'm so glad my stepkids are going back to their mom this week after 8 weeks of summer hell for me.
Yeah, people can relate to that.
Yes.
Hey, Fitz, can I ask you something? I assume it's a guy. Been divorced a year, not by choice, but I still love her, even though she hurt me so much. Is this normal?
That's the truth.
It's a good country song, my friend. I'll
yes,
tell you
it
that.
Is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yep. I don't even want to read this one because you guys are going to come down to me. My ex and I are hanging out again, and I think I still love her. Her boyfriend doesn't know.
Drew, stop texting the show.
It's not
Drew.
Me. Not me.
Ryder. Hey, by the way.
Speaking of that,
uh-oh.
My wife is pregnant, and I had a vasectomy after our last kid.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, no, that's very possible. Sometimes, you know.
Is it?
Sometimes the tube isn't, fully snipped or...
Gotcha.
Sometimes a couple of those things get past the goalie.
That's totally possible. That could be...
Right?
Yeah. Got you. Okay.
And sometimes the mailman is just too good looking to pass up.
Yeah. Or in 2019's case, the, UPS man or the, right. or the FedEx
or
man.
Or that, what the...
Mail delivery service.
Amazon delivery guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've considered punching my coworker in the face. One, because I'd be fine getting fired. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And two, because I can't stand her.
All right. Text the truth. Tuesdays, you text us. All we read is your messages, not the phone numbers. Text now to 96459. Any other good ones?
Oh, yeah. This is interesting. I secretly lie about traffic when I'm running late for work.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing I had to tell you. This is the honest truth. I used to get calls from employers asking me if there were major accidents in certain places because people were calling in sick. And I would totally bust them. I'm like, no, there was no accident there.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah, what am I going to do? I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Oh, you should have completely covered for them, Claire.
Right? No, can't
okay.
do that.
Okay. 628, thank you guys for the great text messages. Wow. All right. You always come out for us. You did a great job today.
Fitz in the morning. If it's happening in the Northwest, you'll hear it here first. The Hourly Bulletin is on.
New Country 98.9.
The Bull.
It is 628, and here's Drew.
Well, update on a story from yesterday. The beaches in King and Kitsap County that were closed due to that sewage spill have reopened. North and South beaches at Discovery Park are open after 3 days of water quality testing, and Fay Bainbridge Park, Indianola Dock, and Joel Pritchard Park in Kitsap opened up on Monday afternoon as well. The Washington Department of Ecology blames pumping failures and is attributing those failures to power interruptions at the stations, and they say that 80% of the water that was really just untreated stormwater, not the really nasty stuff, but they tested it. And they did decide to reopen those beaches. So if you want to be the first one into the water, you'd be my guest. But I might wait a few days if it was me.
Are you saying summer's back?
Yeah, summer's back. Just in time for the really hot, nice weather. University of Washington landed a $5 million investment to open the Center for an Informed Public. What does that mean? It's a place to study fake news. The how and why of fake news, misinformation, and disinformation is the primary focus. It'll be at the UW Information School. A guy named Jevin West will be the center's first professor. He teaches a class now called Calling BS. Classes will be open this fall, so students will be studying fake news.
Fake news.
I'm afraid this is real news that I got to drop on you here. Seahawks defensive lineman Jaron Reed has been suspended for the first 6 games of the season for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Reed can participate in preseason practices and games, but he won't be available to play the real games until October 14th. The suspension comes from a 2017 investigation into allegedly assaulting a woman, for which Reed was not charged, but... Excuse me, the NFL found enough that it violated their policy. The thing is, he was expected to step up and be a big leader for the team with Frank Clark gone. Last season, he had his best pro year ever with 10.5 sacks and 50 tackles.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
All right, let's get 2 of round 1 of County Wars is on. County versus county and city versus city in the current record, Drew, for the month of July.
Pierce County still holding out that lead with 9 wins, but King County has 5, Snohomish has 4, Kitsap has 4, Mason County with 2, Grays Harbor County with 2, Skagit and Jefferson, 1 apiece on the board.
And Claire, what's today's prize for County Wars?
Tickets for Russell Dickerson at the Ellensburg Rodeo, including rodeo tickets.
Blue Tacoma, California. All right, let's meet our contestants right now. Let's say hello to Scott from Everett, representing the Snohomies in Snohomish County. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you and your competitor, Jennifer from Olympia, representing Thurston County. What's up, Jennifer?
Not much. I hope Scott's going down.
Oh! North and South. Woo! I love a good smack talker. All right, let me explain the rules to you. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, scream your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Yep.
Okay. This Washington city is French for beautiful view. What is the city?
Scott.
Scott.
Bellevue.
That is good!
First point, Scott.
Bellevue it is. Oh, I get it now. Bellevue.
Well, that sounds more Italian. Oh. Bella, bellissima view.
Mia signora, mi dispiace. Bellevue. Oma, the lucky strike. Lincoln.
Lincoln Square.
Washington State is home to many military bases. How many to be exact? Closest number wins.
Scott. 10.
Okay. And Jennifer from Olympia, you get a guess.
2.
Ooh.
7's the number. Therefore, Scott, you get the points again. That's 2 points, and that is a win.
Congratulations, Scott. This is unbelievable, representing the Snohomies in Snohomish County. Claire, what has Scott won today?
He won tickets for Russell Dickerson at the Ellensburg Rodeo, including rodeo tickets.
Dang, hang on. Jennifer from Olympia just straight up hung up on me.
I guess you didn't want to talk any more smack now. My name is Scott, representing the Snohomies from Snohomish County, and I just took Thurston County to town on County Wars.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke. Because dad, your jokes are the worst.
Believe it or not, there's a study on this, and it says that, you know, dad jokes basically make you happy and improve your life. Just really? Google it. Yeah.
Who studied it? Dads?
Yeah, a whole bunch of dads. From the University of Dad.
Right. Dad you? Go dad
from,
you?
From dad you.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine what dad you looks like?
Go bods.
A lot of cargo shorts.
The dad bods.
Yeah.
Folks, I asked the doctor if I could administer my own anesthetic. He said, go ahead, knock yourself out.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke. Because dad, your jokes are the worst.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files.
Grabbing gossip by the horns.
On New Country 98.9 The Bull.
All right, so last night The Bachelorette aired the Men Tell All episode, including a sneak peek of next week's rose ceremony. All anybody wants to talk about is Luke Pete. Here's the thing.
Didn't the guy get kicked off?
Yes, she kicked him off last week, but all the guys are still talking about
it. I hate myself for knowing that. I really like just kick myself for knowing that.
Oh, yeah, you can just leave your man card right there, buddy. And here's the thing. We got a sneak peek of the next rose ceremony. He shows up, right? So we got Peter, Tyler, and Jed are the official last 3 remaining, but Luke, he's just not letting it go.
Let's see.
Here. I need to talk to you.
No.
Listen, I can't go home until I talk to you and get a few things off my heart.
No. go. I've already... go.
Hannah. So, I'm gonna stand here all day until you...
No, you're not.
Take
please get away from me.
Out.
I'm about to go psycho.
So, about?
Please leave.
But Hannah, it's Luke, and you used to have a little thing for Luke, and now you don't anymore, and now the producers call them back to capture that moment, and you were so rude.
Luke, don't embarrass me in front of my last three remaining boyfriends.
Everybody saw, why have you kept him around so long? And she said it was the closest thing to love at first sight that she ever experienced. Also, people can't stop talking about it, so that's why.
And Claire right here, this is when the other bachelors, apparently they jump in.
Oh, yeah.
Because did Luke really refuse to leave, from what I understand?
Yeah, he showed up with an engagement ring. Yes, he's like, I'm not leaving.
Dude, just let her.
Can you guys give me a minute?
We've given you plenty of minutes, dude.
Lay your hands on me.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
She is my woman. She's my woman.
Lay your hands off me. Lay them off.
They're like, Luke, this is a game show. You lost. You knew the rules.
You didn't get a rose, Luke. I got the rose. I had her in the pleasure palace. What was the name of it?
I don't know.
The fantasy suite.
The fantasy suite.
The windmill. It was a windmill this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the old pleasure palace thing is kind of going downhill a little bit.
I think that's another place.
Probably. Anyway, so we'll actually get to see the full ceremony next week on this special two days of Bachelorette next week.
Yes.
I wonder what will happen.
So excited.
That's it. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
Yeah, we're waking on up. Waking on up. Information. They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Well, yeah, we're waking on.
Welcome to Make Up or Break Up, where we have a Northwest couple who's having some drama, and we all try to come together and basically help them out with just a simple decision. Should they make up or break up? And I want to meet Danielle from Lake Stevens, who actually sent me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/followfits. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. I'm so good. Good morning. Thank you so much for corresponding with me on Facebook. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks. Well, thank you for helping me out. I hope you can help me out.
Well, although I am sorry about some of the drama going on in your relationship with Mike right now, but if you could kind of explain what's going on.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Like, I think that Mike is still, well, think. I'm pretty sure that Mike is still hung up on his ex. You know, when we first got together, he'd talk about her some, and so I kind of thought, okay, he's getting her out of his system. But I've noticed over the past, couple months or so that, you know, he's basically treating me the way he would have treated her. I think he's trying to turn me into her, basically.
Okay, now you did mention in your Facebook message something that kind of threw up some red flags to me. You said he got you the wrong birthstone?
Yes. Oh my god. Okay, so yeah, he got me this lovely necklace. He was like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, well, "Look at the birthstone." And I'm looking at the birthstone, I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, "That is not my birthstone."
Wow.
I am pretty sure it's probably hers, you know, and just all of these things. He keeps trying to take me to things that aren't really in my interest. Like, he's like, "Oh yeah, let's go rock climbing, or let's go to the gym," which have never been my thing.
Did his ex used to be a rock climber?
Yep. All these things. It's like things that she liked. Or we keep ending up at restaurants that she liked, you know? And he'll just drop these little hints here, and they're like, oh, yeah, we always just go here. You know, and the thing is, it's just like, if I try to suggest, places that I like or some place neither of us have been to before, you know, he's just really hung up on stuff they used to do and stuff she liked. And I feel like I'm like, living in a ghost's footsteps. Do you know what I mean?
All right. And also, I want to say that Daniel's boyfriend, Mike, is on hold. He is hearing all this. He also wants to come on in a few minutes and definitely give his side of the story. But, Danielle, I'll definitely tell you. I mean, he's definitely hung up on his ex. How long?
You can't say that.
How long
sure.
was he with his ex?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember exactly, but at least a year, you know?
Okay.
Just
all
because
right.
These are things he enjoys, maybe. He wants to incorporate her into his interests.
Do you guys have the same color hair?
Me and her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's makeup or breakup. Shoot us a text to 96459. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to get Mike from Lake Stevens on the phone. He's going to give his side of the story. Danielle, will you join us again in just a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Makeup or breakup returns in minutes.
It's the Hourly Bulletin.
On Fitz in the Morning.
On New Country. 98.9 The Bull.
Everett police are working through the investigation of that massive multi-car wreck that sent 8 people to the hospital. One person was in critical who got hit head-on. The wreck blocked several roads Monday night around 7:30. Victims of the crash ranged in age from 13 to 55 years old. Now, when we talked about this wreck earlier in the show, we said that they hadn't found the person. Someone did write and correct me, and we did find out that they do actually have a suspect in custody. They do believe that drinking was involved in the incident. I think there were open containers in the vehicle, according to eyewitnesses. But a pickup truck was speeding through the area right before the accident, so they think this may have caused all of the wrecks, potentially, you know, ping-ponging off these cars. It's really tragic stuff. Wow, what a day out there. So a bear was spotted running amok in Factoria yesterday afternoon.
It just oh my gosh, could it be the same bear that was in my yard?
I don't
it
think
could
so.
Be.
Okay. It was blocks from here. I was sitting here at the station watching it on the news live, and it was right down the street. But it was running right out towards Coal Creek Parkway. It climbed a fence. It was a black bear running through yards, and then it ran right out towards the road. But get this. The bear was last seen. I mean, they had the news helicopters on it. It was last seen at Tracy's Teddy Bear Daycare at 1:30 p.m. No joke. You say, but there's kids there.
Yeah, but they also love those new nacho fries at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it could have been headed downhill for that, too.
Am I the only one who feels bad for the bear?
No.
I mean, come on,
you know,
man.
You're
He's
right.
He's just a creature of this earth looking for some water and something
straight
to
straight up.
Eat.
Yeah. You're
we
right, Claire.
We need to trank him and get him somewhere.
There's a great you're big saying green belt that they're coming down and they're coming around people because they are straight up hungry. They're looking for food. Like when they came in my backyard, they probably smelled all that trash that was in the backyard.
They don't want to be around us. Yeah.
But I agree. They're sweet little babies and take, you know. Yeah. There was a 900-pounder in my backyard how many weeks ago?
Just a few.
Can we repost the bear video?
Yeah, we'll post it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, yes. All right. Hey, Claire, what's up?
Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs was laid to rest yesterday. His family purposely scheduled his service on a day off for the team so that they could attend. But actually, other players from all around the country took days off from playing and left their teams to come. Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room in Texas on July 1st, just short of his 28th birthday.
Any new news on that?
No. His cause of death is still under investigation. They're doing toxicology and all that stuff. But the teammates say he seemed fine the night before. He had just pitched. It's not like he had a bad game the night before.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to have any substance abuse issues that anybody knew about. Mm. If it had been something like a heart condition, they would have known that right away.
Well, team doctors probably would have had some heads up there.
It's still a bit of a
mystery.
Unless
there was something really hidden, and they'll find that in the autopsy.
And they'll find that, exactly. So we'll wait and find out. But just hundreds of people turned out yesterday for this young man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Mike from Lake Stevens, who has been awesome hanging on and listening to every bit of this. Mike, welcome. What say you, my friend?
I think she's got it all wrong. I mean, really, I think she's reading way too much. And I mean, it's just what you said. It's like the things I used to do with my ex, are just things I like to do. We had similar interests, and I have, you know, those are still my interests. So those are things I like to do. It's not because I'm trying to make, I don't know.
Okay, but what about the, did you get her a necklace with the wrong birthstone, and it was the birthstone from your ex? What is your ex's name? Can we say her name? What's her name, Danielle or Mike?
My ex's
Mike.
Name is Debbie.
Okay, Debbie. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. And I understand that your ex, Debbie, was also a rock climber. And, and Danielle says you're kind of insisting that you guys do rock climbing all the time. And
not all the time. I mean, I'm just trying to see if Danielle wants to, like, if she likes it. You know, she had never really done it before. And I was like, hey, you know, there's things that she likes that I've checked out, and, you know, bands and things. And, like, rock climbing is one of those things that, like, I like to do. And if she wanted to do it too, that would be great.
I'm totally with you, Mike. Right now, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it, Mike. Because you know why? Where there's a little smoke, there's fire. I'm just going to come out and ask you.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just going to come out and ask you straight up, are you still in love with your ex?
No, absolutely not. No way. I mean, there's things I love about her as a person, but I'm not in love with her.
Like what? No. So there are things that you absolutely still love about your ex?
Of course, because, I mean, I loved her before, so why would I not still love?
Because you have a new girlfriend.
Can I just say, like, I know. I'm beginning to, like, feel like, especially with the way things have been going over the past couple of months, like, she dumped him, okay? Like, she broke up with him. I mean, and maybe for all I know, he was trying to make, you know, Debbie into a former ex. But, you know, I feel like if she hadn't dumped him, he'd still be with her.
That's not, like, I mean, that, who knows? It might be, but that's the way life works. Like, you, things happen, people break up, and, you know, you don't always, I mean,
Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
What perfume did your ex Debbie wear?
I don't know. I don't know the names of things like that.
I can tell you what perfume Debbie probably wore. I'm pretty sure it was Issey Miyake, because you know what? That's one of the things I got for my birthday.
Interesting.
And it's not something you wore before.
No!
He wants you to smell like his ex Debbie.
No.
All right.
I mean,
Danielle from Lake Stevens, I'm going to give you the last word here.
Basically, if I'm going to date somebody, I want them to want to date me. I want them to be also interested in what I'm interested in. So I don't want to constantly feel like I'm being measured up to some ex. I mean, yeah, like, if you're going to date me for me. Otherwise, I just don't see where this is going to go.
Danielle, there's a lot of text messages coming in saying that they would absolutely love to date you. But, all right, listen, make up or break up right now. In all honesty, I think you guys are, I don't know.
I think they're fine. I have not heard enough to convict on. I think Mike's all right.
Mike is still hung up on his ex.
He's got to let it go.
He wants his new woman to smell like his ex.
And even if he doesn't, I think, I hate to say this, Danielle, but I feel like you're suspicious enough about what he may or may not be up to that I'm a little concerned that I have to go with Fitz on this, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Let's go to Davin, who's in Seattle right now. Davin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, sir. Makeup or breakup? What do you think?
So, honestly, from my point of view, with any relationship, you know, whether, you know, you break up with them, you always grow, and everyone's always growing, and you're always looking for the positive personal traits in a partner that you've had from previous experiences, so you know exactly what you're looking for. So you're obviously gonna still love, you know, those things about some people. Now, whenever you break up with somebody, don't get me wrong, you know, you have no affiliations with them. You may still have love for that person, but you do not love that ex anymore. So I really think it is just that he really likes to do these things, and, you know, she can't get over the fact that it's stuff that he likes to do. He did it with an ex. Well, I think they should break up, but I think there is a chance for a makeup to kind of work things out if they really, really do love each other.
Thank you so much for the call. Again, text to 96459. A lot of people are, you know what, a lot of people are saying that Danielle from Lake Stevens is just straight up psycho.
Yeah.
But they heard it in her voice.
I've noticed this happening a few times. Danielle wrote in. She wanted help with the problem.
Right.
But the P1s have basically turned on her.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. Guess,
yeah, from Bainbridge says, break up. Mike's doing nothing wrong. Danielle is a psycho. Run as fast as you can. And then Suzanne from the KP says, She says she sounds angry like a conspiracy theorist. He chooses you. He doesn't have to be with you. Say bye, dude. I mean, people are coming against her.
Somebody just texted, hey, Fitz, what about the birthstone? If you're just tuning in, basically, Mike gave Danielle from Lake Stevens a birthstone, but it was his ex's birthstone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's not, you don't mess that up. Come on, man.
I like this text right here. If she wants him to change everything about him, then break up. Better luck going to Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Hey, Bruce in Eatonville, how are you? Make up or break up?
Yeah, I think they're going to end up break up eventually anyway. She's nuts. She's psycho. You know, guys, everybody, I mean, let's be intellectually honest. We all like what we like, and when we're looking for a partner, we find them, and that evolves and grows over time. And he likes doing certain things that he did with girls in the past. That's only Nat. She's so suspicious that she's going to push him away anyway, so why waste any more time?
Thank you so much, and continue to sound off. Facebook.com/98.9TheBull, Facebook.com/98.9TheBull.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Let it go, let it go. That's really what Luke P's theme song should be. Unbelievable happenings on The Bachelorette last night. It was not a regular episode. It was the Men Tell All episode.
Yes.
Usually the men are telling all about the chick, but they're all talking about Luke P, who we find out last night. We haven't seen the next rose ceremony yet, but we got a sneak peek of it. That basically, she cut him. She's down to Peter, Tyler, and Jed.
So again, Luke was sent home last week?
He was sent home last week.
Okay.
But he shows up with an engagement ring, and he's like, I want you, honey.
Uh-oh.
Why are you here?
I need to talk to you.
No.
Listen, I can't go home until I talk to you and get a few things off my heart.
No.
He loves her.
Go. I've already... Go.
Hannah. I'm gonna stand here all day until you.
No, you're not. Please get away from me. I'm about to go psycho. So.
About to.
Please leave.
Fair warning.
You know, if we were doing makeup or breakup with them, I would say that Hannah is the straight up psycho.
Oh, 100%.
Hannah's crazy.
That's like,
Luke's
to go
crazy
psycho.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Hannah's straight up crazy too, though. And you're right. How dramatic is Hannah being just for television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said the reason she's kept him around so long is because meeting him was the closest thing she ever had to love at first sight.
He's probably the first person that ever made her feel normal.
Right.
Right? Master crazy.
Meanwhile, the dudes are all duking it out.
Hey, check this out. Hannah doesn't regret sending Luke home, but did he show up a second time during the episode after they kicked... Audio. We haven't played this audio yet.
Not an ounce of me misses him, wants him in my life, or will question my decisions. I'm so glad Luke is finally gone and I never have to see him again.
Cue Luke. Here we go.
Hannah thought, after sending me in the van, that there's no way I'd want to be with her anymore after the last thing she told me. And she's sadly mistaken. She doesn't realize that I still love her and that I'm not through. This isn't over for me yet.
Restraining order or not.
No, yeah.
This isn't over, Hannah!
Also, you haven't seen the last of me!
I think his tractor needs its transmission checked.
Okay. All right.
There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
And now, here's my daddy.
It's time for your...
Why are you kidding me? Stories of the day.
We begin with the news that didn't make the news, folks. Earlier, during round one of the What Are You Kidding Me stories, I discussed the situation that's going on with Area 51. The guy who started the Storm Area 51 group on Facebook, he's pulling out. He's worried people might actually try to do it and get hurt. Then he's worried the FBI is going to come after him, hold him responsible. So he wants them to have something to do when they show up. He thinks turning it into a music festival would be a good idea. So again, let's see what he has to say.
out is just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to make it like a festival of sorts. I want to have a bunch of different music artists, everybody from the EDM world, and then maybe some indie rock, maybe.
Yeah, maybe some country. I think we'd do country.
Yeah.
So we could have the little Green Man Festival.
Yeah.
Right of the Young, and you've been working like this morning in the other room in there to create, what are we going to call this? This is a space mix?
I'm calling it the Space Jam Mix.
Oh, yeah. I like
could
it.
Could be some copyright
Double
infringement
entendre.
On that.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're right.
You know, some trademark issues. Space Jam.
Jam
yeah,
is spelled.
Thing.
No, because.
Space Jam's a thing.
Jam is spelled J-A-Y-M, so totally different.
Jam!
Absolutely.
So this is the Space Jam.
There you go.
All right, let's see what we got.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now.
Okay.
We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam.
We got you, Area 51.
Of course.
Rocket Man, burning out
his fuse,
I'll burn.
Hang on, I'm turning on the light on my phone.
You guys know this one,
gosh,
right?
Oh, E.T. Oh, my God. Elliot.
Yeah.
Elliot. E.T. Oh, no. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Writer of the Young and Space Jam mix. Mork and Mindy!
Yes!
Let's get her light on.
I was actually raised on Mork and Mindy.
It's our Area 51 Space Jam. Hope you're enjoying it. What else can we have? Of course.
You gotta have the X-Files, right?
Mulder and Scully.
Yes, Scully and Mulder.
The truth is out there.
Yes. Is there another one in the mix?
I think there's one more.
Yes.
The giant war against like a bunch of aliens.
Yes.
Space.
And every morning as you wake up in the great Northwest, may the fits be with you. All right, it's 8:14 of Fits in the Morning. Hey, everybody give Ryder the Young and a shout out for a great Space Jam mix at 96459. Country 98.9 The Bull, Fits in the Morning is on. You can find me on Instagram. Say hello at Follow Fits. That's with a Z. There's Drew. There's Claire. Ryder the Youngin. We have our mystery caller on hold. In minutes, we're going to get to playlist profiling, and we're going to attempt to basically figure everything out about our mystery caller with only three songs. So based off of three songs, we're going to try to guess like their gender, their age, what they drive. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. So playlist profiling at 8:25 this morning. It is Tuesday. On Tuesdays, I like to throw out this thing called Tell a Friend Tuesday. Tell a Friend Tuesday is just like, hey, tell a friend to go to the doctor. Tell a friend to go get checked out. Tell a friend to go get a physical today. I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of people don't go to the doctor. And sometimes you could have your life saved just by going to the doctor. Claire, you told me a couple of days ago, you said you're watching a little bump on your skin and you don't know what to do about it. Tell a Friend Tuesday, mm-hmm. I'm saying to you, hey, Claire, you know what?
What?
Go to the doctor, because you know what? It's 2019. They can take care of anything. They'll take care of it, right?
I keep telling myself it's going away, but it's really not going
away.
See,
I don't even see it. But that's so good. I'm glad that you're aware of it. Like Claire and I the other day were talking about skin. Drew, how are you feeling? What's going on with you since your gallbladder exploded, 4 or 5 months ago?
Oh, I'm all good with that. But
when
Claire was talking about her pump, I said, you know what? I've got a little thing, too. One day I just noticed.
Oh, that's what she said.
Oh, my God. This is something that the doctor might be able to help me out.
You have a little skin pump there.
I have a little discoloration that I just noticed on my forearm, and I don't know if it's a burn or something that needs to be looked at.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So I've
away.
Been thinking about maybe looking at this thing for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
We should.
Get a twofer?
Yeah.
Get a deal with the doctor?
Yeah, let's go over to urgent care and see what they can do.
Ryder the Young and man, how are you feeling?
Oh, dude, I'm great. I'm like in some of the best shape of my life. I walk like 50 feet and I get out of breath. I take a break.
That's great.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And I take and walk another 50 feet. And
yes.
That's a start.
Yep.
Pretty soon you'll be walking 60 feet.
There you go.
Don't push it. Maybe 55.
Playlist Profiling is on every Tuesday and Thursday with Fitz in the morning on New Country 98.9 The Bull. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to grab your legal pad or whatever you need to take your notes on. Or you can grab your phone and get ready to take your notes. We have a mystery caller on hold right now. We don't know anything about this mystery caller. Nothing. All we know are three songs from our mystery caller's personal playlist. And based off of those three songs, we're all going to attempt to guess their gender, their age, what they drive, their profession. Are they single or married? And how many kids? Again, based off of three songs and three songs alone, we're going to try to straight up profile this individual. All right, song number one, Johnny Cash, Cocaine Blues.
Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, "Well, Ely, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down."
All right, song number two, Garth Brooks, River Runs Dry.
Yes, I will sail my best till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
All right, song number three, Godsmack, Voodoo.
I'm not the one who's so far away when
ugh.
Oh, like, oh come on, man.
God, no. All right, again, based off of those three songs and three songs alone, we're going to try to profile our mystery caller. We're going to try to guess their gender, their age, what they drive, their profession. Are they single or married, and how many kids? Again, text us right now with your guesses to 96459. Just give you a few seconds. All right, it's Fitz. Here's my profile. I think this individual is really trying to trick us with, you know, the Johnny Cash and, you know, the Voodoo and Godsmack. And it's making you think I'm a man, right? I think this is a female, a young female. I think she's 37, drives like a Toyota Sequoia, some sort of an SUV, a PE teacher, single with one child. That's what I think. Drew, what about you?
We are not far off. I said a female also at 39 years old. I think she drives a Ford Escape. Wow. She's an office administrator, married with two kids.
Okay, Claire, what's your profile?
I also think this is a female trying to fool us into being a man. However, I think she's way younger than you guys. I think she's 28 and just has great taste in music. She drives a Toyota 4Runner. She's an English teacher, and she's married with two kids.
Okay, so we both agree on the Toyota,
and teachers.
Toyota SUV SUVs. Aspect.
Well, yes. And teachers.
And the teacher part. All right, Ryder the Youngin, what say you?
This is a female. She definitely tricked me. I'm saying it's a male. I'm saying he's 46 years old. I think he drives like an El Camino. This dude is just totally awesome in every aspect of life. he's a retired mechanic. He's married with three kids.
All right. Text us now with your profile. Look at these text messages coming in.
No.
To 96459. We're attempting to guess their gender, their age, what they drive, their profession. Are they married or single, and how many kids? All right. The three songs one more time.
Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said,
yes, I will sail my best till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind.
I'm not the one so far away when I feel the snake bite.
Ugh. All right, it is time to check in with our mystery caller. Mystery caller, are you a male or a female?
I am male.
Oh
yeah, that's right, guys.
Feel it. The obvious. Man. All right, sir. How old are you?
35.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you drive?
I drive a Jeep Wrangler.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I am in construction.
Are you single or married?
I am single.
And do you have any children?
Two
children. All right. We're going to try to figure out who was closest to profiling you, and Drew is doing all the calculations and tabulations right now.
Okay, Drew, what's it looking like here?
Rough showing, gang.
Oh, boy.
Most of us scored 1 point. I'll start with it. That's okay. The hard news. Yeah. Now, because I need a winner, Fitz, with 37 on the age, was closest to his age at 35. You also got that he's single. That's all it took to win today.
Yes! Wow. Obviously, I'm brilliant. Unbelievable. And by the way, let us know how you did. Shoot us a text to 96459 with your profiles. And what is your name, by the way?
Travis.
And Travis, where are you from?
Fulton.
Does it feel weird to be profiled?
It's interesting, that's for sure.
I found this hashtag last night. It was hashtag odd things to ask your coworker.
What?
Hashtag odd things.
Shove it.
Oh, start over, Shane. Ready? 3 and 2.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
All right, hashtag odd things to ask a coworker. What's the weight limit on the copy machine?
I got some hams that need pressed.
Oh my God.
Hashtag odd things to ask a coworker. You smell so good. Can I move my desk closer to yours?
Ooh.
Oh, I know. Okay.
If the cops show up, can you tell them that I was with you all night last Tuesday? Hashtag odd things to ask a coworker. Let's see. Would you pull my finger? Hashtag odd things to ask a coworker. Come on.
That's a dangerous thing to ask a coworker. Yeah. Run! Run!
All things guaranteed to get you sent to HR.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag odd things to ask a coworker. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a spare pair of underpants on you, would you?
What's even odder is when they open their drawer and hand them to you.
Oh, it's got a backup.
Hey, can I come to your Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes.
Hashtag
in July?
Yeah. Odd things to ask a coworker. Oh, here we go. Hey, psst. You a cop? You know you have to tell me if you're a cop.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally, hashtag odd things to ask a coworker. Can you believe they actually hired us?
Fits in the morning. Grabbing the day by the horns.
It's What Have We Learned Today?
On New Country 98.9.
The Bull.
Yeah, that's where we just kind of go around the room like a little round table. We discuss things we learn on the show. So wherever you are right now, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, 833-822-BULL, text to 96459. What have we learned today? Here's what I learned. I learned that if you want to go to UW this fall, you can sign up right now and take a class called Fake News. It's Fake News. A fake news class that I guess focuses on credible news where they know it's just based off of facts,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, misinformation and disinformation is what the course is described as a study of.
Okay.
They got $5 million to open up a center for it.
I don't know why that UW hasn't contacted me about maybe teaching a What Are You Kidding Me story class.
That's a great idea.
Instead of, you know, fake news class, what about the news that didn't make the news?
Those are all true stories.
UW, what's up? Professor Fitz, standing by, ready to receive an honorary degree.
And honorary tenure and an honorary paycheck.
Well, I've been doing this since I was 17. I know a little something about it.
Sure.
For the love of the Lord.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, boy.
For the love of the Lord.
I'm waiting on it.
Right.
All right, so anyway, hey, Drew, what about you? What have we learned today?
Well, I learned that something really good has come out of all this nonsense Storm Area 51.
You better
garbage.
Watch it and don't call it nonsense.
It's nonsense. Well, an animal shelter in Oklahoma took that hype and turned it into some good. They did a Storm the Shelter event, and they took pictures of the doggies with little tinfoil hats on.
And we want to do that,
a bunch
too?
Of them off.
We want to do that, too.
They got a bunch of cash for the shelter. I think that's awesome.
We should do a Storm the Shelter right here at the Bull.
Great idea.
Adopt a whole bunch of puppies. What about you, Claire?
I learned that it's considered odd to ask your coworker if they have a spare pair of underwear, so I'm going to have to just start bringing more pairs.
I know. Just like Green Beret Bob says, you can't trust anybody. You can't even trust someone in the workplace now to say, hey, got an extra pair of underwear.
Yeah.
They that your boy could borrow.
How many people have a spare pair of underwear?
That's... Hey, is there anyone listening who's driving around with an extra pair of underwear in the back of the car or truck? Call me now.
And seriously, how big a purse am I expected to carry?
Oh, no.
Writer the Youngin, what's up? What have we learned today?
Today I learned that if I don't make it in radio, I could probably have a career in some sci-fi DJing.
Yes, you could. Right.
Yes. My gosh, you did an unbelievable Space Jam Alien remix today.
It really was.
All right. So good. I think it was overall a good show today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I agree.
Very productive. Oh, if you have a chance, go back and hear today's Makeup or Breakup. Holy crud. 98.9thebull.com. Just click on our podcast, right?
Absolutely. Or wherever you get your podcast. Yeah. It's right there.
I would tell you right now, everybody, you got to you got to keep it on and go to work with Wingnut. Did Wingnut show up for work today?
He's around here
somewhere. Okay? All right. He's around here somewhere. He's going to throw out a couple of keywords in a couple of minutes on the 10. So be here at 9:10. And we'll see you tomorrow. My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Nobody!